There's a gruesome secret hiding in the waters off the California coast, mile-long nets that sit in the ocean like invisible walls. Fishermen use these drift gill nets to catch swordfish and thresher sharks, but Ashley Blako with Oceana says they also catch other creatures that either drown or are tossed overboard.
They're a non-selective type of fishing gear that end up entangling many different species of marine life that travel through the open ocean, like blue sharks, striped marlin, dolphins, ocean sunfish, and even large whales.
Blako says there are cleaner, more responsible ways to fish, especially in waters that are home to many endangered species. Oceana is working to have the National Marine Fisheries Service and the state of California follow the lead of Washington and Oregon and ban the use of the nets. Blako says it's inexcusable for the National Marine Fisheries Service and the state of California to allow the use of nets that capture everything in their path. She says for every 5 swordfish caught in 2011, 1 marine mammal was killed and 6 fish, including sharks and tunas, were tossed overboard dead or dying.
In 2011, the National Marine Fisheries Service estimates that drift gill nets took 16 endangered sperm whales, which is really amazing if you think about the diverse array of marine life and even just the, you know, vast size of marine life that are caught in these large nets.
Fishermen like the nets because they're effective. However, Blako says swordfish individually caught with harpoons can be sold for double the price per pound. Oceana successfully blocked an expansion of drift gillnet fishing into protected areas off California this year. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.